ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Melissa is now a hurricane. Winds of 90 miles an hour. The storm continuing to strengthen and expected to become at least a strong Category 4 by the time it makes its predicted landfall in Jamaica early next week. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin is expecting
a prolonged three-day event for the island of Jamaica, and that's why we have the hurricane warnings issued now. 15 to 25 plus inches of rain possible. Devastating flooding and landslides possible with this amount of rain on these islands. Destructive wind expected too. Haiti, Dominican Republic dealing with heavy rain as well. A hurricane watch in effect there.
President Trump is en route to Asia for trade talks, and Air Force One posting that he plans to hike tariffs on Canadian goods by another 10%. Because of the TV ad that Ontario produced showing former President Reagan criticizing tariffs. North Carolina, deadly shooting at a large party early this morning. 13 people shot, 2 dead. Police calling it an isolated incident. This is ABC News. Ukraine says Russian missile and drone attacks overnight and into today killed at least 4 people and wounded 20. The attacks prompted fresh pleas from Ukraine's president for Western air defense systems. A milestone year could bring a major honor for one of the world's biggest pop stars. ABC's Will Gans reports.
Taylor Swift is now up for induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the showgirl hitting the 20-year requirement for a career and getting her first-time nomination, the first year that she's eligible, for songs including Blank Space, Love Story, and Anti-Hero. The other names in contention, we've got Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss, Kenny Loggins, who gave us Footloose. Voting is open for the nominees until December 4th, with the induction ceremony set to take place next year.
A police officer from Franklin Township, New Jersey, has been charged with misconduct after prosecutors say he didn't respond to and properly investigate reports of a shooting quickly enough. It turned out to be a double murder, instead stopping at an ATM and a pizzeria. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, a high in the upper 50s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the mid-50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Currently 51 degrees. WGBW.
When I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back. You can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
say, you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Close to mine will last forever. but it's cold way down there. Yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be in a world to carry on, yeah.
Dan Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity to pad that resume, or maybe you just like helping out, I got just the event for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And Wonders by Women is hosting a student-led volunteer opportunity for youth in the Green Bay area to help support the CART Auxiliary, a local nonprofit animal rescue, by providing them with toys as well as other items. Your participating in this event means you'll be making a variety of toys, fabric tug bones for dogs, cats, and other critters. So check it out. Sign up today. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. 97.9 FM.
but she don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't.
Cheers!
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound
silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Just a walking down the street singing. She looked good.
She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Onto my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Together nearly every single day singing.
Maybe it's the best day. Maybe it's the best day. holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Are the stars out?
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. Dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for.
Come on, come on.
a-tumbling down, a-tumbling down, a-tumbling down, tumbling
News. I'm Dave Packer. A manhunt in North Carolina this hour for the suspect or suspects after a deadly shooting at a large party early this morning in Maxton. The sheriff's office says 13 people were shot, two are dead. Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins says about 150 people ran away before officers got to the scene.
Some are cooperating, some are not cooperating, which is sadly common for a situation like this where you have this many people here.
Police have yet to release anything about a suspect or motive, but say there is no current danger to the community. Hurricane Melissa could bring catastrophic conditions to several Caribbean countries. It's moving slow and intensifying, expected to reach Jamaica on Tuesday. President Trump on his way to the ASEAN summit. While on Air Force One refueling in Qatar, Trump talked about that aborted meeting with Vladimir Putin, saying he'd only reschedule if the Russian leader's serious about a deal on Ukraine. This is ABC News. President Trump ramping up his military crackdown on drug cartels, ordering an aircraft carrier strike group to the waters off Central and South America, adding thousands of troops to the region, and the U.S. launching 10 military strikes so far on alleged drug boats, killing more than 40 people, a show of force aimed at pressuring Venezuela to oust its president. ABC's Christian Cordero in Washington.
Trump officials insist, without providing evidence, each of the boats destroyed since early September were carrying drugs headed towards the U.S., a claim the president also uses as a legal rationale. It's adding tension between Trump and at least two Latin American leaders.
The boat strike seen as a show of force aimed at pressuring Venezuela to oust its president. In Fort Worth, Texas, a baby's expected to make a full recovery after being pulled from under a vehicle that had flipped during a crash on Thursday.